Okay, it is, well, roughly 11 p.m. on April 8th. It's getting towards the end of the day. Yesterday we did the Office of Religious Affairs episode, if you're keeping track. And let's get the facts out of the way right away. Shelley Siegel will be playing at Doyle's Public House this weekend, Sunday, April 14th. We'll be meeting up at 5 p.m. There's no cover charge now, and it's now a 21 and over show. But please be there for good music and good times, and if you can make that show, it would be great. And now for the hard part. You'll notice that this is a change from what we announced on yesterday's show. We'd originally booked a coffee and ale shop called Anthem in the middle of downtown Tacoma. It was, for us, a new venue. The staff was incredibly friendly, and it looked like the perfect all-ages venue for a show like this. We discussed doing an event there with them, and they were on board. That fell apart this morning when I received an email from the booking folks. It was a polite, professional email, but the intent was really clear. And I'll just quote the relevant part. I'm not going to read the whole email. "This isn't something that we feel comfortable promoting or hosting because it doesn't align with what we believe and stand for." Additionally, the carbon copy field included an address at Eternity Bible College, something that wasn't in the original thread when we were booking the show. So we've been booted from the venue, and I think it's pretty clear that they wanted us to know why. We'd been working with Anthem for a couple weeks by this point, and the fact that we're an atheist radio show and that our musical act was also an atheist activist was not something that was hidden from them at all when we talked to them. We told them about the show and the website right off the bat. We invited them to look at the website or ask us questions. Every email we sent them came from an askanatheist.tv address, and the signatures at the bottoms of my email and Becky's email, who were communicating with them, always had Ask an Atheist listed. You know, when we book events, we do this intentionally. We believe that businesses have the right to say no and to choose what sort of groups and people they do business with, even if they choose not to do business with us. And when a business says no, and trust me, there have been a few, we don't ask why. We respect their wishes and move on. But that's not what happened here. We contacted the venue, we told them who we were and what we planned to do. They agreed, they booked the event, they started talking to us about the details, and then out of the blue, this morning, we were booted from the venue, and they said, "Sorry, but we can't." 6 days before the event. And you know, if I silently just changed from Anthem to Doyle's, many of you would ask why and assume the worst. This is something that we've experienced before, even here on just on Ask an Atheist. And you know, I'd be remiss in my duties if I didn't inform you guys of what's going on. And just like we gave Washington United for Marriage chances to repair the damage before we went public with it, I'd really like to be able to give these guys the same benefit of the doubt, have a conversation with them, give them a chance to change their mind. But unfortunately, they didn't give me the opportunity to do that. The show is only in 6 days, and I have to have something booked and ready when Shelley gets here. Booking a venue in Tacoma can be difficult even with weeks of lead time. Usually when we book a show in Tacoma, or especially if we book in Seattle, we usually work with like 3 and 4 months lead time. And then comes the question of what to do with Anthem. Clearly, if the shop doesn't want to work with the atheism community and doesn't want to work with us, they are certainly within their rights to do that. But if they don't want to work with us, we shouldn't work with them. Not for shows, not for anything. And I think it's important for the atheist community to know that there's a business in Tacoma that doesn't want to work with atheists. But that said, nothing has been taken from us. This is not like that situation going on in Oklahoma right now. No money has been taken from us, no opportunity for shows has been removed, we managed to find a friendly venue to fill the gap, and, you know, so we're good to go. Took some hard work to get done, but nothing has been taken from us. So should we contact Anthem as a community and let them know how we feel about it? I don't know. So I'm leaving that to you guys. They have a Facebook page. You can definitely contact them and talk to them and let them know how you feel. Like I said, this is not Washington United for Marriage. This isn't a social cause. This is just a business in Tacoma. But they did turn us down explicitly because we're atheists. But what I would like to do is pack the house. So if you're in or near the Tacoma area this Sunday, if you're up in Seattle, if you're up in Bremerton, wherever you are, if you can make this show, please make this show. Go to this show. We've filled venues before, and I think we can do it again. And I'd really like to see as many people at the Doyle show as possible so we can take some pictures, and then we can go to the Tacoma business community and go, look, we can be a real asset, as we have been in the past. You can ask a lot of venues in Tacoma, we're good people, we're good to businesses here. And so we need an opportunity to document that and show them that, and this show is the perfect opportunity. So that said, because we're no longer at Anthem, there are some changes to the show. the first thing, and I'm really sorry to say this, is that it's no longer an all-ages show. It's now a 21 and over show because there just really aren't a lot of all-ages venues here in Tacoma. We're working on an all-ages event later on, but this show specifically is going to be 21 and over. Also, Doyle's has a very strict no cover charge policy, so there's no cover charge for Shelley Siegel's concert. However, we're asking people to bring at least, you know, to bring the $5 that they would have paid for a cover at Anthem and kick it in for Shelley. I mean, she is on a tour, she is going cross country, and expenses are expenses. And coming over from Australia isn't cheap, so any help she could get, I'm certain, would be appreciated. I assume she's going to have albums there. Go and be generous if you can. And finally, I'd really like to thank Doyle's Public House. Doyle's Public House has been a constant friend to Ask an Atheist, to Tacoma atheists, and the atheism community in general since here in Tacoma, since we got underway a few years ago. When I stopped in today, I told them of my plight, and their response was, "What, they don't like the First Amendment?" I have no idea of the religious or philosophical beliefs of anyone at Doyle's. When we talk about other things. We talk about sports, we have this trivia nights on Wednesday, we talk politics, we talk about other stuff. And you know what? I really like it that way. They've been around for 7 years, and they're one of the best bars I've been to anywhere. So as a thank you, I'm going to be running the Doyle's ad for the entirety of season 12. Not just for this weekend, but for everything Doyle's has done for us. Also, when you're in Tacoma, stop at Doyle's for a drink, and let them know why. And this is the end of my little extra podcast here in my computer office in beautiful Hilltop, Tacoma. And we will see you guys on Sunday. Thanks a bunch.
Doyle's Public House is Tacoma's number one spot for the best selection of import brews and Irish whiskey.
Football matches and Red Sox games, knowledge night and no-cover live music.
Doyle's is your spot.
Check us out at doylespublichouse.com or stop by for a proper libation and soda bread at 2nd and St. Helens Avenue in Tacoma.
Like us on Facebook for all the latest updates and specials.
Doyle's in Tacoma.
2nd and St. Helens Avenue in Tacoma. doylespublichouse.com.